May the 1st, May Day. We've all seen pilots in the movies calling May Day on the radio when their aircraft is in trouble. That has nothing to do with May 1st, but comes from the French expression May Day, which in English means help me. May 1st is actually International Workers' Day, the real Labor Day, to honor the struggles of working people around the world, and is recognized as such except in two countries, Canada and the United States. Even though it began in North America in the 1880s with the fight for an 8-hour workday. Up until May 1st, 1886, workers were forced into 10, 12, and even 14-hour days. I know some small business owners today have to do that just to survive, and ladder-climbing employees who want to be upwardly mobile do it because, well, I guess you'd have to ask them. Anyway, in May 1886, there was a big fracas between police and strikers in Chicago that caused a lot of repercussions to the extent that everybody, the state, business, and union leaders, even the media, wanted to hide the real history. So the U.S. government came up with a September Labor Day and say May 1st is only celebrated by those other guys over in Moscow's Red Square. Canada observes the first Monday in September as well, as we know, whose significance is it's the last long weekend of summer and is a great day to watch football and drink beer. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.